This is the New World Report with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. I'm John Batchelor. And we turn to the embassy by the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, to our Latin American allies and friends, to the OAS, the Organization of American States, and in particular, the State Department mentions three states, Colombia, Peru, and Chile. We've spoken of Colombia and the puzzle there with Mr. Petro, but Peru and Chile struck me as unusual. Joseph, I start with those two because there has been this run of left-of-center successes over these last months and years. Peru and Chile are two notable ones. Now, Brazil is in the balance. But what is it that the U.S. has to say to Mr. Castillo, whose popularity is near the bottom, if not going down all the time, because of his errors, his stumbles, suggestive corruption? What is it that the U.S. can offer, that Peru can offer in return? Do you see this as significant that the State Department singled Peru out for a visit? And let's also mention Chile because of the repudiation of the 54,000-word constitution. What do we have to say to Mr. Boric, who is notable in striking a left-of-center, anti-North American posture?
So I think the visit of Secretary Blinken, I believe it's his second visit to Latin America since he's been the Secretary of State. I think it could be strategic, but it appears that it might not be. And why do I say that? I say it could be strategic because, well, he's going to Peru because of the ministerial meeting of the Organization of American States. It's an important meeting. He should be there. And he could use that as an opportunity to not just to speak to Peru or President Castillo, but to speak to all the foreign ministers that are going to be in attendance at that meeting. Ernesto probably attended those meetings in the past, and those are good forums to basically send out whatever message you want the region to hear. But I think I'm not sure that's going to happen. I'm very curious as to what's going to happen. Now, he's going to be in Peru at the end of the trip. He's going to be in Colombia and Chile first. So he may already have kind of crafted a kind of a narrative before he even arrives that doesn't matter what he says, because he's basically meeting with the leftist leaders in Latin America. But what he could do is he could point it to Bolivia. Because if you do, the common denominator between Boric in Chile and Castillo in Peru is the interference of Bolivia and Evo Morales and the whole MAS network, the movement towards socialism. And if he was nuanced and understood those very intricate details of how that part of South America is operating, he could use his opportunity to do that, because Bolivia is kind of like the Venezuela for the southern part of South America. I'm not sure that's going to happen. But on the flip side, I think there is, and I've noticed this from the State Department and the White House, there's a sense of kind of rosy optimism that these new leaders don't necessarily have to be autocratic, right? They want that with President Petro in Colombia. They want that with President Boric in Chile. And obviously President Castillo, I don't know, because, you know, they may not want him to go in that direction, but he's going in many directions and none of them seem to work. But my take has always been that you have to go under the surface. It's fine that you, United States, obviously, we don't want this to happen. We don't want to break the relationships. We don't want to have a sour posture with any of the countries in Latin America. But that said, we have to go under the surface and we have to really figure out what is the power network behind these presidents. And if they did that work, I think they would find out Bolivia's major part. And hence, a message toward Bolivia would be very appropriate as he's visiting those countries.
And Mr. Castillo, do I say correctly that his popularity continues to sink and that Peru has moved into something of a mystery as to who's in charge?
No, absolutely. Yeah, his popularity is still low. He still clings on to power because he has a little bit of a... Well, the only thing that really clings him on to power is the fact that the Congress is just as unpopular as the presidency. So there's really not a lot of momentum politically to remove. And all the votes that they try to get to be able to impeach him failed because the Congress is too fragmented. But if it wasn't for that, I think he would be gone by this point. But nonetheless, yeah, I mean, to your point, John, I don't know what what Secretary Blinken could say to President Castillo that would be anywhere meaningful other than saying, listen, if you get away from Bolivia, maybe your presidency could stabilize a little bit because you're adhering to too many foreign interests instead of dealing with the people of Peru, which is what you say in all your speeches. In all President Castillo's speeches, he says, well, it's the people of Peru. It's the people of Peru. But he's putting the sovereignty of the people of Peru in the hands of a neighbor, which is not only autocratic, but is also socialist.
And what to say to Mr. Boric after the repudiation of the Constitution. He's made some cabinet changes. Is there an entreaty that the U.S. can offer in some fashion to keep Chile from becoming alienated, as other strong men are in Latin America?
So of the three countries that Secretary Blinken is going to visit, I think he could have the most opportunity in Chile. And I say that because Chile has a strong trade relationship with the United States. It has a strong defense relationship with the United States. And Chile right now institutionally needs support. They need not just financial support, they need political support. And they know that China is making inroads in Chile, probably as high or maybe higher than most of the countries in Latin America. And President Boric is not necessarily going to only go the direction of the United States if China continues to offer alternative options. So this could be the most opportune visit if Secretary Blinken decides to come with not just the rhetoric, but also comes with the offer and says, this is what we're going to offer you in terms of defense, in terms of diplomacy, in terms of trade. And I think Chile would be very receptive to that, even under a government that perhaps is not is more left than the previous governments in the country.
Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, where the vote is in the balance for these next weeks. And we'll be keen on Ernesto's thoughts as we approach the October 30th final round. I'm John Batchelor with the New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.